这篇的诗是大卫所写的。
This is a Psalm of David.
啊，那我们如果仔细看这个十三节里面哦，一共有三句话，默然无声。
And if we look at verse 13, we can see three phrases.
第一句话哈，第二节。
Verse 2.
我默然无声，连好话也不出口。
I was dumb and silent.
我们再看第九节。
And also verse 9.
因为我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
I am dumb, I do not open my mouth.
我们再看十二节。
And verse 12.
说神啊，求你听我的祷告，留心听我的呼求。我流泪，求你不要静默无声。
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not hold thy peace at my tears.
有两个所谓静默然无声是大卫在描写他自己。
And in two of these verses, David describes himself as being mute.
那第三个默然无声是大卫向神祷告说神啊，求你不要不讲话。
And the third time, he says, he asks God not to be silent to his prayer.
有的人有讲话的恩赐，你叫他一天不要讲话，他会很难受的。
Some people have the gift of speaking. If you ask them not to speak for a whole day, it will be hard for them.
真的，有的人虽然身体很软弱，一讲起话来，两个小时都不停。
Some people who, though physically weak, can talk for hours at a time.
那人如果在遇到痛苦、遇到困难不讲话也很难。
But if a person is suffering or going through difficulty, it is also hard not to speak.
所以，但是人常常在痛苦困难中讲话很容易讲错话。
But sometimes it is during those difficult periods that we may speak wrongly.
所以大卫他在三十九篇的开头他在提到他说第二节他下一个志向。第一节我们先看第一节。
So let us read verse 1.
我曾说我要谨慎我的言行，免得我的舌头犯罪。恶人在我面前的时候，我要用脚环勒住我的口。第二节。
And verse 2.
我默然无声，连好话也不出口，我的愁苦就发动了。如果我们连续从三十八章看下来。
If we read from Psalm 38.
那我们就知道说大卫大概生了很严重的病。
We can see that David probably had a very serious illness.
那这个很严重的病可能是神在管教他，他犯罪。
And perhaps it was God's punishment for him.
我们可以从第三节来看。
So let us look at verse 3.
因为你的恼怒，我的肉体无一完全。因为我的罪过，我的骨头也不得安宁。我们再看第五节。
And verse 5.
因为我的愚昧，我的伤发臭流脓。第六节。
Verse 6.
我疼痛大大的卷全躯，我终日哀痛。第七节。
Psalm 38,
我满腰是火，我的肉无一个完全。第八节。
Verse 8.
我被压伤，身体疲倦，我心不安，我就哀哼。这个三十八章在讲这个大卫肉体生病很痛苦。
So in this Psalm 38, we see David describes the extreme pain he is in.
那在他的周围有一批人是不信神的人。
And around him there were a group of people who did not believe in God.
那大卫把他形容作恶人。
And David called them the evil ones.
那大卫是一个很敬畏神的人。
David was a very a person who honored God.
那一个很敬畏神的人生这么严重的病，那周围一些不敬畏神的人一直在看你的神在哪里。
But for him, he feared God, and yet he came down with this terrible illness. And those who did not fear God were fine.
所以大卫在这个情况下，他说第一节三十九章第一节说，我要谨慎我的言行，免得我舌头犯罪。
So that's why in Psalm 39, he starts out saying, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue.
那恶人在我面前的时候, 我要勒住我的口。
I will bridle my mouth so long as the wicked are in my presence.
有时候我们大概也会有这个体验。
Sometimes we may have this experience also.
你遇到一些事情, 你不想要遇的。
There are some times which we would rather not go through.
有时候是我们觉得说我没有错啊，为什么这个事情会发生在我身上？
And we may suffer and say, why did this happen to me?
那个时候啊，我们就很想要把我们心中的怨恨不平就讲出来。
And we often feel like spilling out our complaints.
但是有时候我们再回想。
But then when we think back,
话不能随便乱讲啊。
We can't say whatever we want to.
免得我得罪了神，我舌头犯罪。
Otherwise, we may sin with our tongue.
所以诗篇里面说，我们有一种罪啊，叫做任力妄为的罪。
And there in the Psalms it says there's a sin to forget our ways.
就是你想要怎么做就怎么做啊，那一种罪。
The sin of just doing whatever you want to do.
那这个任力妄为的罪，最容易犯的就是舌头。
And the greatest sin that we can commit is with our tongue.
特别是人的心不平衡的时候，这个我们嘴讲的话很容易得罪神。
Especially when our heart is in conflict, we can offend God most easily with our mouth.
所以有时候我们觉得说我们受委屈。
So sometimes we feel we are taken advantage of.
难道当我们什么话都讲的时候？
And when we say what we want to say,
变成说我们本来是对的，因为我们什么话都讲，得罪了神，我们也变成不对的。
So even though we may have been righteous, but because of our anger, we have offended God.
因此大卫觉得他自己在受苦。
And David felt he was suffering.
但是他不敢得罪神，所以他很谨慎，把这个舌头把它拉住。
But he did not want to offend God, so he held on to his tongue.
所以他说要用脚环勒住我的口，把它紧紧把它勒住。
So he said, I will bridle my mouth.
第二节说连好话也不讲。
And in verse 2, even the good words he did not speak.
因为人心里如果不平，你刚刚开始讲感谢神，讲到最后还是会偏掉了，因为你心里面不平。
Because if your heart is not right, even if you start out saying thanks to God, you may turn astray.
所以大卫了解自己啊，他最后连好话也不出口。
Even words of praise and good things, David did not dare speak.
但是这样很痛苦啊。
But it was very painful.
所以他说，第二节说，我愁苦就发动了。So
then he said, my distress became worse.
然后心在我里面好像火在烧啊。
And my heart became hot within me.
他用舌头就开始讲话了。And
then he spoke with his tongue.
所以第一次大卫默然无声，只有一个原因，就是因为他想舌头不犯罪。So
the first reason for David not speaking was that he did not want to sin with his tongue.
因此他控制自己。So
he controlled himself.
但是没有过多久，他又开始讲话了。But
after a while, he started to speak again.
真的是这样，我们有时候看到我们自己啊。And
if we look at ourselves,
你如果心不平，但是你不讲话，但是久而久之一定会跑出来。If
your heart is not at ease, then after a while, you may start to speak.
所以啊，你如果要了解一个人心在讲什么，就请他上来讲道。你不管怎么会掩饰，到时候一定会跑出来。他心在想什么，一定会跑出来。
So if you want to know what a person is thinking, then if you have them say a sermon, you will realize what they are thinking.
无形中都会表现出来。So
no matter how hard they try, you will begin to see their true self.
好，那到第九节，三十九章的第九节，那第二次大卫在讲，我就默然不语。And
in verse 9, he says the second time, I am mute.
那这一次大卫默然不语，这是真的安静下来了。
And this time, David is actually quiet in his heart.
那要从第一次大卫默然不语，他好，我在烧，到第二次大卫真的很安静，很平安，这样不讲话了，这个有一个过程。So
from the first time he was silent to the second time he is silent, there is a change in his heart.
那这个过程是从第四节一直描写到第八节。And
this change comes through verses 4 to 8.
就是他想要对他的遭遇做一个解释。
He needs to find an explanation for his problem.
然后他有办法对他的遭遇做一个在神面前很合理的解释, 他就可以很安然地接受他所面对的, 所以他就不讲话了。
And because he is able to find a satisfactory explanation before God of his situation, he can be quiet.
我们东方的父母很容易叫小孩子,因为我是爸爸,你是孩子,不要讲话,他就不要讲话了。
So some parents teach their children, because I'm the father and you are the child, you have to listen to me, so don't speak.
但是你发现这个小孩子心中愤愤不平啊, 为什么只是你父母你就对, 我是孩子我就不对。
But the child in their hearts may start to rebel and say, if I'm the child, why is it that I'm always wrong and you're always right?
所以现在的教育方式变成说你要解释。
So now people emphasize explaining things.
其实在属灵上你也要解释。
And even spiritually, you have to have an explanation.
不能说,你不可以跳舞,就这样而已。我是爸爸,所以我叫你不可以跳,就不可以跳。
And if I say, you cannot go to the dance, just because I say so isn't good enough.
他可能不会去跳,因为他怕你不高兴,但是他心里不平。
They may not go in order to obey you, but they may not be at peace.
但是有一天你解释了,
But if you explain to them,
我们跟神的关系,
our relationship with God.
这是不可以动摇的。
This is something that cannot be moved.
然后根据这个关系, 从圣经的道理解, 把这个一套道理都讲得清楚。
And we explain the teachings of the Bible that relate to this.
所以你不应该跳。
So this is why you should not go to the dance.
等他这观念讲通了。
And once they understand this,
这一次他不讲话, 他没有话讲了, 他心里很平安。
If they do not speak, it is because they understand and they are at peace.
所以当我们遇到一些事情, 让你觉得心里愤愤不平, 或者说让你想要讲一些话的时候, 我们要先去从神的角度来解释。
So if there is a situation in which our heart is not at peace, we have to seek the answer from God.
你如果能够解释得通啊, 你就发现, 啊, 这里道理讲, 我所遭遇的出于你, 我就不需要讲话了, 是出于你, 我还讲什么?
And if we can find the solution from God, then we can be silent because it is God who has done it.
所以这个过程, 这个过程就是要去思想, 然后对圣经的道理要去领悟, 然后要在祷告当中看神怎么感动我们。
So we have to think carefully about the problem at hand and to seek the answer through prayer and studying God's Word.
所以这个灵性的成熟啊,有时候就是在很默然不语当中就表现出来。
So sometimes it is in silence that our faith finds its greatest expression.
那这个默然不语不是说心中不平,但是为刻意的一种装饰。
But it's not something that we force ourselves into.
这个默然不语是对神的旨意一个完全的了解,我们在神面前完全的顺服的一种很自然的表现。
But rather our silence is a pure expression of our complete faith in God.
这需要属灵的智慧来了解神,这需要由信心来顺服神。
And this requires spiritual wisdom to understand God and faith to understand God.
从圣经里面我们看到有几个人是默然不语。
And in the Bible, there are some examples of people silent.
那也有的人啊, 在受苦当中啊, 一直讲话, 他一直讲话, 神就不讲话了。
And there are others who in their suffering spoke out, and then God was silent.
我们常常提到约瑟这个例子。
We often speak of Joseph's example.
我们如果把我们放在约瑟的环境里面,
If we put ourselves in Joseph's shoes,
请问我们会什么反应?
What would we do?
你从小就很听话,
you were very obedient as a child.
所以你爸爸特别爱你,
so your father especially loved you and gave you a beautiful coat.
那你爸爸叫你去看你弟弟,你就去了,看你哥哥,你就去了。
And your father told you to go find your brothers, and so you went.
为了讨你的哥哥喜欢, 啊, 讨你的爸爸喜欢。
In order to please your father.
结果你哥哥很嫉妒。
And your brothers were jealous of you.
诶, 为什么我爸爸只爱他就不爱我?
Why is it that the father only loves him and not us?
来,
so let's kill him. And then father will love us even more.
结果有一个哥哥说不要了,亲骨肉把它卖掉算了。
But one of the brothers said, he's our flesh and blood, let's just sell him.
就后来就把他卖到埃及。
So he was sold as a slave.
如果我是约瑟,
if I were Joseph,
我会怎么想?
What would I do?
我没有做啊。
I didn't do anything wrong.
为什么我的兄弟这样对待我?
Why did my brothers treat me like this?
我没有错啊。
I didn't do anything.
为什么神不看顾我?
Why didn't God look after me?
那这两个问题啊, 如果没有解决, 我们心里会愤愤不平。
If we don't find the answer to this question, then our heart will be full of turbulence.
但是我们看约瑟, 我从创世纪里面看约瑟。
But through Genesis, we can see Joseph's character.
我们可以发现约瑟是很苦。
We can see that he truly suffered.
但是约瑟对他自己的苦默然不语。
But in addition to his suffering,
对自己的苦他没有讲什么。
He did not complain.
他安静了,
he was silent.
很长的一段时间。
He was silent for a long time.
那我们就在你看那个约瑟在面对他哥哥。
When Joseph faced his brothers,
他没有对自己过去的苦讲什么。
He didn't speak of his prior suffering.
约瑟是一个属灵的人。
So Joseph was truly a spiritual man.
那我们就要去了解为什么约瑟受这一种苦这一段时间他可以什么都不讲。
So we have to ask, how is it that he could be silent for so long despite his suffering?
真的,我到最后你会发现是第九节, 就39章第九节, 你所,我所遭遇是出于你。
And the answer is also seen in verse 9 here, for it is thou who hast done it.
所以我就默然不语。
So I am dumb.
我们现在看, 创世纪的50章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪的50章。
Genesis chapter 50.
17节,
verse
17
Genesis 50 verse 17
你们要对约瑟这样说, 从前你哥哥恶待你们, 求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶, 如今求你饶恕你的父亲, 神的仆人的过犯, 他们对约瑟说这个话, 约瑟就哭了, 18节,
18
他的哥哥又来俯伏在他面前说, 我们是你的仆人, 19节, 约瑟说不要害怕我岂能够代替神呢二十节从前你们意思是要害我但神的意思原来是好的要保全许多人的性命成就今日的光景好那我们看约瑟的哥哥很怕
So Joseph's brothers were afraid
因为约瑟是宰相
Because Joseph was the prime minister
但是约瑟就哭了
But Joseph wept
说你不要怕我岂能够代替神呢
He asked them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God? And so for those many decades, this is the reason Joseph held in his heart. Am I in the place of God? Everything that happened to me had God's purpose in it. Even though you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring me to Egypt. So my fate was in God's hands.
你们可以短暂的错误,但是永久来讲, 神的旨意是会完成的。
So you could do evil for me to me for a little while, but in the long run, God's purpose is fulfilled.
约瑟他可以去了解,而且他可以用信心去接受。
So Joseph was able to come to this realization, and he was able to accept it.
虽然在故乡几十年,想他的妈妈,想到他的爸爸,想到自己的冤屈,但是他可以默然不语。
So while he was in a foreign land, he thought much of his father, his mother, his family, but he bore it in silence. So when we undergo any trial, we have to observe and to understand from God's point of view.
到底从神的立场来看我们的受苦是怎么一回事?
How does God view my suffering?
如果我们能够看清楚从神立场我们所受的苦是怎么一回事?
From God's point of view, if we are able to understand what we are going through,
那我们一切的都变成默然不语。
Then everything that we respond with will be silenced.
所以这是一个很重要的属灵功课。
So this is a very important spiritual lesson.
所以也因为这个样子, 你看到一个人经历大患难或者大的冤屈, 他能够不讲话, 而且心里很平安, 很平坦, 这是灵性高超的表现。
So if you see someone undergoing a great trial and they are able to bear it in true peace and silence, then it is a sign of true faith.
好，我们看以赛亚书 53章。
Let's look at Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书 53章。
Isaiah 53. Verse 7.
Isaiah 53, verse 7.
In this verse, it describes Jesus, and twice he did not open his mouth. First time he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He did not cry out to God, why am I suffering so, or why have you left me? And when he was taken to the slaughter, he opened not his mouth. When he was nailed to the cross, he did not utter a sound. He did not curse those who nailed him. He did not doubt the God who sent him there. He opened not his mouth. So we ask ourselves, how is Jesus able to do so? From the Bible,
圣经记载他定义要向耶路撒冷去
Many times he had set his mind toward Jerusalem.
所以主耶稣来世界他已经知道
So when Jesus came to the world, he already knew.
他要来成就最大的善
He had to complete the greatest good.
就是为义受逼迫
Which is to suffer for good.
为人类的得救来牺牲
To fulfill all righteousness and save mankind.
所以当他被抓
So he was captured.
当他受逼迫
And he was persecuted.
当他被钉在十字架,
and he was nailed to the cross.
他知道这是神在他身上计划的一部分,
he knew that this was part of God's plan for him.
为只要完成这个善, 人才可以得救,
in order to fulfill righteousness so that all could be saved.
所以他的受苦在神计划的善里面的一部分,
so his suffering was part of God's plan for righteousness.
所以他可以默然不语,
so this is why he could bear it in silence.
今天, 如果我们受苦是因为为义受逼迫,
if today we suffer for the sake of righteousness,
是为着神看为对的事情受苦,
if we suffer for what God sees as right,
那我们又需要讲什么?
Then what have we to say?
因为我们是为着神,
because we do it for God.
就好像主耶稣为着人的得救, 为完成神的旨意一样,
just as Jesus did it to fulfill salvation.
所以他被审判的时候, 比拉多也很奇怪啊, 我可以放你, 你为什么都不讲话呢?
So when Jesus was on trial, Pilate thought it was strange that Jesus said nothing.
他知道他在做什么,
he knew what he was doing.
所以他不需要讲话,
so he did not need to speak.
今天这是一个非常重要属灵的功课,
this is a very important spiritual lesson we need to learn.
我们知道我们在做什么,
we know what we do.
我们知道在神的眼中,
we know why we suffer before God.
所以我们就不需要说话了,
so there's no need to speak.
因此这个诗篇里面讲啊, 因为我所遭遇是出于你, 我就默然不语。
And so in the psalm again, it says, for it is thou who hast done it, so I am mute.
灵性成熟的表现。
This is the sign of a mature faith.
这是对神完全了解的一种表现。
This is a sign of true understanding of God.
这是我们需要努力一个目标。
This is a goal that we should aspire to.
很平静但是默然不语。
To have peace and yet be silent.
那我们再看圣经另外一个例子,
and let's look at another example.
就是约伯,
Job.
约伯也受苦,
Job also suffered.
从约伯记第一章, 约伯就受苦,
from the very beginning of the book of Job, he suffered.
圣经特别说, 约伯是完全正直, 在那个时代, 没有人像约伯这么好。
And the Bible specifically said that no one else in the world was as righteous as Job.
如果我们看约伯记啊, 约伯走到哪里, 人都站起来啊。
And everywhere he went, other people stood before him.
为什么?
Why?
因为约伯太好了,
because he was too good.
哦, 他是瞎眼人, 贫穷人, 困苦人, 大家都看不起的人, 约伯是他们的朋友。
So all the people who were downtrodden, oppressed, he was their friend.
约伯行很多的善,
he did much good for people.
所以约伯在人的心中备受尊敬。
So in all who knew him, he was honored.
他走到人都断解尊敬。
Everyone who saw him honored him.
但是约伯受苦没有办法解释。
But there was no explanation for his suffering.
一夜之间牛羊没有了。
And one night, all of his cattle were slain.
孩子也没有死光了。
He also lost all his children.
健康也没有了。
He lost his own health.
太太笑他，你拜神拜的这样，弃掉神，死掉算了。
And his wife mocked him, saying, "You've worshipped God for this. Why don't you curse God and die?"
约伯不平。
So God, Job found no peace.
所以他的三个朋友来看他。
So when his three friends came to see him,
就说你一定犯罪，不然你今天怎么会受苦？
They judged him and said, "You must have sinned, otherwise you would not suffer." So.
那约伯就跟他辩起来了，我没有罪啊。
But Job started to debate with them, saying, "I did not sin."
所以约伯从第一章一直辩到38章。
So Job and his friends debated for 38 chapters.
哦，就是跟他三个朋友一直在辩。Back
and forth, they continued to debate.
但是在约伯在辩的当中，神不讲话。But
in the time that Job was defending himself, God did not speak.
神就是看约伯跟三个朋友一直在辩。God
watched them go on like that.
那辩到最后，神才开始讲话。At
the end of the debate, God spoke.
那神一讲话，约伯说：“哦，我嘴巴闭起来，我不能讲话。”
But when God spoke, then Job grew silent.
好，我们现在看约伯38章。
Let's look at Job 38.
所以这个给我们一个很好的例子。
This gives us a very good example as well.
如果我们在受苦当中一直讲话，一直埋怨。
If during our suffering we continue to complain and speak out,
那神就闭口不言了。
Then God may be silent.
你就看不到神的旨意，你就看不到神的神有什么美好的计划。
Then you cannot hear God or see His good plan for you.
但是如果我们在受苦当中，你愿意静默不言。
But if during your suffering you are able to quiet yourself,
来呼求神。
And seek God.
神就开声对我们讲话。
Then the Lord will answer and speak.
让我明白为什么受苦。
So we can understand what the purpose of our suffering is.
这个有什么神的意思在里面。
And what is God's will for us in this?
我们看约伯记38章。
Let's look at Job 38.
第一节。
Verse 1.
那时神从旋风中回答约伯。 第二节。
Verse 2.
谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明。 第三节。
Verse 3.
你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。 这里神问约伯， 我问你，你可以指示我。
Here, God answers Job, "I will question you, and you shall declare to me."
然后接下去第四节就问很多问题。So
then he begins to ask many questions of Job.
这一些问题是约伯没有办法回答的。And
all of the questions God asks, Job has no answer for.
因为约伯是有限的人。Because
Job is merely a limited human.
很多问题他没有答案。There
are many questions he cannot answer.
所以约伯很多的言语暂时看起来是使神的旨意暧昧不明。
So to these questions, Job is ignorant.
好，我们看40章。
Let's look at chapter 40.
约伯记40章。
Chapter 40.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神又对约伯说：“强辩岂能与全能者争论呢？与神辩驳的可以回答这些吧。”
Verse
3节。
Verse
3. 约伯回答神说：“我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？” 我只好用口捂手捂口，我说了一次，再不回答，我说了两次就不再说了。约伯就讲了，我讲这一次我就不再讲了，我没有资格可以讲什么。So
finally, Job answered God, "I am of small account. I lay my hand on my mouth."
到了42章。And
then chapter 42.
第一节。Verse 1.
约伯回答，神说，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些是太奇妙，是我不能够知道的。所以约伯到最后，他说，谁能使你的旨意，你的旨意是不能够拦阻的。And
here, Job says, "No purpose of thine can be thwarted."
哇，这太奇妙了。Things
are too wonderful for me.
约伯就不讲话了，神你讲话，约伯就不讲话了。
So once God speaks and asks Job, Job has nothing to say.
因此在我们再回到这个诗篇的39篇来看。
So let's turn back to Psalm 39.
诗篇的39篇。
Psalm
39. 12节。
Verse 12.
说神啊，求你听我的祷告， 啊，留心听我的呼求，啊，我流泪，求你不要静默无声，因为我在你面前是客旅，是寄居，像我列祖一样，啊，所以大卫到最后说：“神啊，你不要静默无声。”
So here, David cries out to God, "Hold not thy peace at my tears."
在前面里面呢，大卫就开始在解释人是什么。
In the beginning, David starts out explaining what man is.
人，好，人的岁数好啊，在第四节啊，人生之不长啊，岁数好像第五节，好像手掌一样。
And the measure of my days is but a few hand breaths.
那一生啊，在神喝起来好像没有一样。
And my lifetime is as nothing in your sight.
你最稳妥、最坑的时候，在神看起来是虚幻的。
So in all of our glory to God, we seem as nothing.
那人还有什么盼望呢？财产很多，你有什么盼望呢？
What do we have to hope for?
我们的行动是幻影啊，第六节。
Verse 6.
所以人算不什么。
Man goes about as a shadow, surely for naught.
因此，在神的面前中。
So before God.
我们还有什么盼望呢？
What do we have to hope for?
我们的盼望只在乎你。
My hope is in thee.
那既然我们盼望在乎你，
and so my hope is in you.
所以我对我的受苦，我不能够讲什么。
Therefore, I have nothing to say of my suffering.
我只求你不要向我静默无声，开口向我讲话，让我能够认识你更深。
All I can ask for is that you do not hold back from hearing my prayer.
这就是大卫到最后的一个结论，一个祷告。
So this is David's final prayer.
所以我们在我们自己生活所经历的很多的事情。
So in our life we undergo many experiences.
最后我们发现，默然不语常常是最好的答案。
And in the end, sometimes silence is the best answer.
但是这不是心中不平，而一种默然不语。
And it cannot be silence because of grumbling in our heart.
这是对神旨意的了解。
But rather, it is silence that comes through an understanding of God.
这是对神作为的一个信心的接受。
It is a true and full acceptance of God's working in our life.
这是灵性成熟的表现。
And this is the sign of spiritual maturity.
所以默然不语常常是我们需要操练。
So if we are mute and silent, it is something we should teach ourselves.
就像主耶稣一样。
So that we are silent as Jesus was silent.
在默然不语中完成神的旨意。
And so that in being mute and silent, we can fulfill God's will.
荣耀的天上的神。
And fulfill all of God's glory.
我唱诗。